with Martin Bester.
This morning I want to bring you a most fascinating story. So there's this guy called Vernon Currier, right? Many years ago, about 20 odd years ago, he was 29 years old. He spent 67 days in a wine barrel on a pole in Dahlstrom. Now, okay. All these years later, he wants to do it again. I've seen pictures of this barrel on the pole in Dahlstrom.
Mm-hmm.
I showed you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's high. It's far up into the sky.
Yeah.
You ought to ask yourself, why would someone do this? Well, he's on the line. Vernon, how's it?
Hi, good morning.
You well?
I'm all right, thanks.
Listen, that's how high is this barrel?
Well, the pole's 26 meters. That's about 8 stories. And yeah, and the barrel's on top of that.
So the barrel on a pole, 8 stories up into the sky, and you want to stay in that barrel for how long?
Well, it's got to be longer than 67 days and 14 minutes, which was the last record.
What? So
in that barrel, just you? By
just
yourself,
me.
In the barrel. I mean, do you come down from time to time?
No coming down, no visitors allowed. I'm going up by helicopter. Hopefully tomorrow, if the weather's good, we'll be able to fly up, and then I'll be up there until I come down.
Why, Vernon, why?
That's a good question. I'm starting to ask myself that too.
Why, Vernon? Why would you do that?
I started off with one reason, and now there's quite a few reasons. Do you want them all?
Give me a couple.
There's been quite a few attempts on my record through the last 22 years. I'm a bit older now, but the last one, or one of them, was David Blaine from America.
Yes.
I think he did 2 weeks. They didn't recognize the record. I think he didn't stick to the rules and it wasn't long enough. So there's been quite a few attempts, and if a record's not broken within a certain period of time, eventually that record falls away. So I thought, well, let me do it again. Keep it in South Africa, and my own son, who's 8 years old now, said he's going to challenge my own record, so I got to raise the bar a little.
Now, it sounds like it's a pretty tough thing to do. I mean, you know, you're much younger than you're 29 then, you're 51 now. What was the toughest part of it the last time around?
I think the sleeping, that was probably the worst. This time I'm not sure, because the barrel's actually slightly smaller than what it was supposed to be.
Oh.
We had 3 sent up from the Cape, and the dimensions are not quite the same as the original one, so I'm a little bit worried about that. It's a bit cramped up there. I'd say mainly sleeping, and also now with the inclement weather we have, I think lightning's a big concern. That's a big one.
But you're saying, so it has to be 67 days, so you're going to miss Christmas and New Year's Day when you're up there.
That's right. Well, I'll see it from the top, but I'm going to go right through all of that.
You'll have a phone with you. Can we phone you?
Yes. Right. A phone is one of the requirements from Guinness World Records, so we'll definitely be, and there'll be social media. We're on YouTube and Facebook, so we're pretty well connected.
Wi-Fi on the ground already can be crappy, so I hope that you have good Wi-Fi up there. At least put a boost on something.
I hope so. I think I really need that.
It's amazing how we thought about Wi-Fi before food and stuff. What? So how do you do your business up there? I mean, you eat and must we stay away from underneath the barrel? How do you live in a barrel, Vernon?
That's usually the first question they ask. Funny enough, but that's quite an easy one to answer, because there's a very long pipe going down, so it's basically one of the longest long drops in the world as well.
and food and stuff, I mean, do you sort yourself out? Do they send it up, obviously, or what?
Yeah, fortunately, there's a lot of nice restaurants in Dahlstrom, and they all have agreed to send me some nice food. Everything goes up by bucket. Everything I need, water, food. I've got a very long rope, and just pull it up by bucket. And then so the bedding goes down in the morning and comes up at night.
This is fascinating. How do people follow the story? Are you on is there a hashtag we can follow?
Up the pole in Dahlstrom on YouTube, and also up the poll in Dahlstrom, Facebook, the other links I don't have with me right now. But we haven't sent out the phone number yet, but we'll have a number that we can call. There's ground crew, so what happens is the phone the call will come through to the ground crew, and then that will be transferred to me to take the call up there.
So just random people can call you or what?
Well, it depends. I think we have to be selective because we've had a few.
Keep you busy.
All kinds.
Yeah.
The last time I did this, we only had a Telkom line, and they weren't even cell phones, so it's going to be a bit different this time than quite different to the previous time.
Jeez, that's insane. You know what, Vernon, we're going to check up on you. We'll give you a call right throughout and check up on you and see how you... And also, it'll be fascinating to see your view from up there. Dahlstrom is such a beautiful part of the world. I love Dahlstrom. I really do. I can just imagine 8 stories up from your barrel. It's going to be a beautiful view. So that alone is worth checking up on Vernon on his YouTube channel. So you must send us a picture that we can put on our blog and on our social media. The first day you're up, the view from high up on Vernon's barrel over Dahlstrom can only be beautiful. Well, listen, take care. I hope you break the record, but you know, put your health and your mental health first, right? If you've had enough, it's also okay. It's crazy enough. I would not last. How long would you last? I don't want to go up there.
No, like a weekend, and then I'm like, yeah, shut.
Well, that's even fantastic. I don't think I lost a day. So we salute you for just even trying. You've already done it. So you know what? Good for you, Vernon. We back you all the way.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot.
Cool, man. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
So the weather's good tomorrow. He's going up onto his pole. He's got a barrel 8 stories up into the sky on a pole. The picture, I think we should post a picture of this if you want to see, you want to Facebook.
We've
or something.
Got it. It's up.
Yeah. Go and have a look at this insane situation. If the weather's good tomorrow, he's going up a helicopter and he's got to stay up there for 68 days to break his record in a barrel for that long. We'll check up on him. His name is Vernon Krier. What are your thoughts about this?
It's time to get up and go with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
I get net 3 words. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Wake up. Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.